I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. 4th Judicial District Court Judge Ben Jones has issued a bench warrant for the arrest of Dean Hart Jr. without bail and ordered a detainer to be issued after he failed to appear in court for a hearing on Tuesday. Hart was not in court because he's being held in Sheridan, Arkansas, on 5 charges related to an incident that occurred Monday afternoon. He's charged with felony aggravated assault, felony second-degree battery of a police officer, driving while intoxicated, and other charges. Attorneys say Hart was traveling over 115 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone, and his blood alcohol content was more than 0.30. That's nearly 4 times the legal limit for driving. Hart was wearing an electronic monitoring device from Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office at the time of his arrest. Ouachita Parish Sheriff Jay Russell says apparently traveled to Arkansas was within the conditions of his bond. Lawmakers have launched their latest effort to try to chip away at a $12 billion backlog of road and bridge repair and improvement work across the state. An 8-member task force created by the legislature met Wednesday, seeking ideas for drumming up new transportation funding. It heard about the current state transportation budget along with details of financing mechanisms used by other states. Louisiana, like many states, is struggling with a stagnant gasoline tax that hasn't kept pace with construction inflation and a disinterest in raising new taxes to fill gaps in road work. Lawmakers charged the Transportation Funding Task Force with looking for enterprising ways to tackle the backlog problem. The panel includes lawmakers, Louisiana's transportation secretary, and construction and engineering industry representatives. The U.S. Department of Energy has given final approval for Sempra Energy to export liquefied natural gas from its plant in Cameron Parish. With this, Sempra can begin construction to expand their facility near Hackberry. Senator Mary Landrieu says this will have a big economic impact for Southwest Louisiana. Landrieu says that the expansion project is expected to create about 3,000 construction jobs and as many as 150 permanent full-time jobs. With the expansion, the Cameron plant will be capable of producing up to 12 million metric tons of LNG for export. Construction is expected to begin this fall, and they should be fully operational by 2019. The senator says this is the second LNG plant to get approval in the U.S., and both are in Cameron Parish. She says LNG exports are important for the economic future of the United States, and she says that she sees big things to continue for the region and the future. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the mid-90s. This is KEDM News.